is sitting alone in your room. Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom.
Now, why are we playing Cabaret? Because it's coming to UW Parkside. Starts May 1st. And I've got the director here, the guy who puts it all together, Brett Olson. Hey, thanks for joining us. Before we get into the show of Cabaret, I want a little bit about you. What made you pick theater? Because you came from Minot, North Dakota, which I can't imagine an abundance of theater. There might be some local community theater up there.
Yeah, there's actually there's a professional summer stock that's owned by the university in Minot. But the theater bug bit me kind of late. I was a senior in high school, and I did a spoof of Macbeth called Beth, where nobody could say his name.
That's good.
So, yeah, my high school drama teacher cornered me and said, hey, can you do a Scottish accent? And I said, kind of.
Yeah, I could... I was never able to act in my high school. We tried out for, I think, 12 Angry Men. I forget what it was. And I got on stage and I tried to read it. I couldn't. I sounded like I was reading. And so I became the stage director for 4 years in high school.
Oh, wow.
Stage manager. I couldn't act. I don't know how you guys remember lines.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It can be a challenge.
I can't remember local news and timeless hits. It has to be typed in front of me. I can't remember it. I can't remember the weather. I just read it 10 times already. Is there a trick to memorizing a whole script?
A lot of it is rote memorization, just over and over. But it helps to know what the character wants. You know, why they're saying it. The motivations can kind of help.
The old motivation thing.
Yeah, the motivations.
The thing I never understood about that is because if you screw up one line, the person who has the line after you doesn't know when to come in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so you're responsible for their bad, but then they look like horrible performers because you didn't read the right line. They didn't know what to... Oh, man.
Takes a village.
Takes a village to put on a show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So you from Minot, North Dakota, you went right to the theater district of the world, Broadway.
Well, there were a few pit stops. Yeah, I went to grad school in Grand Forks in North Dakota and then didn't get enough grad school there. So I went to Western Illinois in Illinois.
So you came to the Midwest. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you went, it's future shock to go from North Dakota to New York City. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, it was a little different. Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yes.
Did you get involved in any productions there on Broadway?
So I did. I'm not on Broadway. I did more film and TV acting when I was in New York, ironically. And then, you know, when you're in New York, it's sort of a joke that everyone in the Midwest wants to hire you. So that's where I did more theater. I lived in New York and would fly out here and direct shows.
I've seen so many movies filmed in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was sitting at Central Park West one day and I'm waiting for somebody and I see this sign, Palantine for President. And I see Cameron, and they're filming some political, they film commercials all the time. They just see it all the time. And I see people scurrying around. About 6 or 7 months later, I'm watching the review of this movie, and I see Palantine for President. They say, Palantine for President. Wait a minute. I've seen that somewhere. I don't know where. It was Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro.
Wow.
They were filming it right there. But De Niro was not a star at the time.
Right.
So my father was blocked in traffic while they're filming Ghostbusters in Manhattan once, and he's cursing them out because he's got to get to an appointment, and they're blocking the streets with Ghostbusters. Anyway, so... this brings us to Cabaret, which is an interesting choice. Great music, Candor and Ebb. I mean, you can't beat the music from Cabaret. The subject matter's a little strange. It takes place during Nazi Germany in the Nazi days in Berlin. And it's kind of a seedy musical. Mm-hmm. The people are seedy. The whole thing is kind of, but the songs are so great. The story is good, too. It's got a good ending to it, too. And I can't stop thinking, when I think of Cabaret, I don't think of Jill Hayworth, who did the Broadway show. I think of Liza Minnelli.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you see that, you can't unsee it. I mean, her take on the role of Sally is iconic, you know, in that movie version. She plays the desperate clown so well. And that's been something that we've talked about in developing this piece is like, well, okay, because these are student performers, and right, they are also aware of these iconic performances, but you know, how to make it their own, our own version of Sally that Grace is performing.
I interviewed Joel Grey once, and he had a movie coming out, Man on a String or something. But I wanted to talk about Cabaret because he was in the Broadway show and went over to the movie, which is kind of, it's not what doesn't always happen. And he didn't want to talk about it. He said, no, we got a movie to talk about. I said, let's mention Cabaret. I don't want to talk about Cabaret. I want to talk about the movie.
He was over it.
I saw him backstage once. My dad was doing some work with the plumbing at the Palace Theater. And George M. was playing with Joel Grey. And I saw him scurrying back there. And I mentioned, I want to talk about George M. I want to talk about Man on a String. Okay, just a moment here. We're going to get all the details on Cabaret. I'm going to tell you the plot, where you get tickets from. And we're going to play some more music. And it's you're going to love Cabaret. At UW Parks. What's the name of the theater?
It's the Rita Talent Pickens Performing Arts Center.
I can never remember that. Yeah. I've been in there many times. Just can remember the whole name.
Yeah.
And the Rita Theater.
Yep.
And that's at UW Parkside. Parking galore, so you don't have to worry about parking. The whole campus is nothing but parking. And I've been to that theater. It's a really beautiful theater.
It is. It's gorgeous.
Mama thinks I'm living in a convent. A secluded little convent in the southern part of France. Mama doesn't even have an inkling that I'm working in a nightclub in a pair of lacy pants. So please, sir, if you run into my mama, don't reveal my indiscretion. Give a working girl a chance. Don't tell mama.
One of the great songs from Cabaret. Brett Olson is here, director of Cabaret at the Rita Theater at UW Parkside, right next to Rustic Springs, right there, right in that general area in Kenosha. We'll get off at, is it JR, if you're taking 31?
JR.
Yep. JR will take you down there. The other direction, E or A?
E or A,
yeah. Look at that. I'm good at that. All right. So Cabaret, now, how do you find the lead people for this? You have to sing, you have to dance, you have to act. Yeah. It's the hat trick. You got to know how to do all that stuff.
Yeah, the triple threat. You know, the audition process was pretty thorough. They came in, you know, they had a few songs that they had to prepare, and then we had callbacks with all of the music from the show, and then there was a dance callback and an acting callback, and it all took several hours and a couple of sleepless nights on my part.
Did you ever worry, I'm not going to find my Sally Bowles. I'm not going to find her. What am I going to do? I'll have to get a wig and do it myself.
No, I don't worry at all. I just, you know, it just comes.
Oh, no.
Creative process is easy, you know.
No, this is Motrin City over here, popping Motrins all day long. So was it easy to find local talent to fulfill that?
Well, they're all college students at Parkside, and so the students are insanely talented and so hardworking. So, the process was pretty clear by the end of it.
Why Cabaret? Now, for people to know, this is taking place during the Nazi regime in Berlin, Germany, toward the end of the war. And was it troublesome to get some of those people to wear the swastika? Because when it was at the Racine Theater Guild, you know, they had to wear it there, and it's kind of it would trouble me to wear one.
It's troubling, but it's a key part of the story. Yeah. And, you know, we've spoke with the students and made sure that they felt like that was something they could confidently do, and it wouldn't, you know, harm them in any way. And, there wasn't true. And it appears several times in design elements, in the costumes, and the set design.
So why Cabaret, though? Why not some nice little fluffy musical? Okay. With daffodils,
well, you know,
dancing.
Cabaret starts really fluffy. You know, the first hour of it is very entertaining song and dance.
The whole movie is entertaining song and dance.
And it
the
is.
Whole movie, the whole play.
The play it is. Yeah. It's all entertaining. That's not the point. But the harshness of the reality that they live in takes a second, right? Because it's this club, a basement club with this beautiful show happening.
The Kit Kat Club,
while Berlin is sort of, you know, struggling around them with the Nazi influence. But the show was actually chosen before I was hired on at UW Parkside, because this is my first year. So I was sort of hired to direct it. So I can't super comment on why they selected it, other than it's always a timely piece, because it always reminds people, regardless of what's going on around them, when do they say no, enough is enough, and how do they decide what they will accept.
And it's not always happy times in this. It's a little down, but it's such a great musical. Mm-hmm. Every song is a winner.
Absolutely.
Mieskite's one of my favorite ones.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I know. All of it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all good. Now, one of the ladies who comes in here from the Racine Theater Guild is Jocelyn...
Fish.
And she, I found out, is the assistant director for Cabaret, huh?
Yeah, she absolutely is.
Who knew that was even taking place?
Yeah, she's Jocelyn's been great. She's even, as part of her assistant directing project, she staged a few of the scenes. So she has some ownership over some of these moments, too.
So the cast says, well, Brett's had to do it this way. Jocelyn says, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You're going to do it this way.
Yeah, that's our dynamic, for sure. Yeah.
That's tough to work with an assistant. Well, it is easy if you're both on the same page all the time.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. And we pretty much are, but Jocelyn's been fantastic.
Now, the sets, the design, that's another tough thing when you... Now, you have a stage with a curtain that can come down and so forth. At the Guild, they don't have that. I mean, everything's got to be done in front of the audience. So it was a little easier for you. Who does all the set designing?
So Jody Sikas designed this set.
Oh, Jody Sikas. She's the one who sent me this. Okay.
Yeah. It also sent you our little blurb there. He's the resident scenic designer and the professor at Parkside. And he did a beautiful job. The concept is that it's sort of this interior circus-like space with fabrics flying in and out. And we make good use of the fly system.
Yeah. Well, see, that's something you have, too.
Yeah.
It benefits you. And do the students do all the work, the craftsmanship on all the sets and everything?
Yeah, the vast majority of it. We have a few employees that faculty and staff that lead the efforts, but it's pretty much that we're really huge on the company model at Parkside. Everybody learns a little bit of how to do everything in addition to acting and stage managing. And
how do people get tickets for this? Because this, I love Cabaret. And again, if you've never seen the movie or the stage show before, you got to see it. You get sucked into the whole atmosphere of this show, and the music is every song is a winner. There's no losers. And when I went through the cast album to pick a song, they're all good. Which one am I going to pick?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Some are a little more down than others, but and then you get to the big finale, the big Cabaret song that everybody knows. Mm-hmm. So how do you get tickets?
The fastest way is to go to uwp.edu/TheRita.
Okay, real slow again.
uwp.edu/TheRita, and that's RITA. That'll take you to the box office website. You could also call us at 262-595-2564.
And could you go physically enter the box office? Is it open?
Yeah, you can physically enter the box office.
When's that open, you know?
10 to 2 p.m. usually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They have students in there?
Yeah.
All right. They're willing to take your money.
They will take your
ticket
money.
Ticket price is nice and...
They're very affordable.
They're not like Hamilton where it's $2,000 a seat on Broadway?
Definitely not. Definitely not. It's $20 for adults.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. That's good. Yeah, because I can't believe some of the prices on Broadway and how people are paying.
Yeah.
I saw Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on Broadway years ago, and it was $125 a ticket. I said, for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on Broadway? And... that's low ball price now.
Yeah, that's a night out, you know? Yeah.
But people are packing those theaters at those prices. So, and when you go on, you know, trip to New York City, money's no object.
Yeah. Yeah. When you live there, it's a little different. You're like, okay, I need now to money's budget. Budget's an object.
Money, money's a big object. Well, this is great. Now, is this your first directorial job at Parkside?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So I just started Parkside this year. So this is my first time directing at Parkside.
Now, how long is the run of Cabaret? May 1st through?
May 10th.
May 10th.
So there's six performances, Friday, Saturday night, and then a Sunday matinee, both weekends.
It's almost sad you put all that work into it in six performances.
Yeah, we try to stretch it out over two weekends, but that's the nature of theater, yeah.
So what's for you after this? You have something else lined up after this?
Yeah, I'm directing a couple musicals in Colorado this summer.
Oh, you're going to go schlep to Colorado now?
Yeah, schlep out to Steamboat Springs.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, so you're just, bags are always packed.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, the radio's the same way. I'm no different. I went all over the country to wind up here.
Yeah.
So it's no different. Well, this is just great. One more time, let's talk about Cabaret. Cabaret is playing at the Rita Theater, and that is at UW Parkside. It starts May 1st, runs through May 10th, six performances, so you better hurry up. And you can go to the website, which is uwp.edu/TheRita. That's RITA. get your tickets that way or call the box office. Phone number again?
262-595-2564.
You have that written down somewhere?
Yeah, I do.
I think you're looking down.
It's in my lap.
I know you're looking down, you cheater. I mean, I have it right in front of me. I just keep it right in front
of me. Right.
Well, that's great. Now, if you missed any of our chit-chat, we will podcast this later today, and you'll be able to hear it all again. I wish you luck.
Thank you so much.
Be safe out there with all those travels, okay?
I will.
What show are you doing up in Colorado?
Wonderland. It's an Alice in Wonderland musical.
Oh, okay.
And then a Disney review.
Well, good for you.
Thanks.
Thanks. Brett Olson, everybody. Cabaret at UW Parkside, May 1st through the 10th. You don't want to miss it. Thanks again for coming in.